the Niagara Hub Studios in downtown Niagara Falls. It's the Soapbox with Craig Avery.
Okay, well, today we have Debbie Sirianni with us. We're hoping that we've overcome a lot of our technical glitches. I think Doug Maradian was literally our soapbox king for about a week. So I don't know if I'm going to have to send him a bill for the coverage he's got. But Debbie is here, and Debbie is the proud owner of the Echo Club, which is a Niagara Falls landmark. It is such a great-looking building, and she's got some great ideas of how to use that building and how to blend it into the opportunities that we hope to have in town. So, Debbie, welcome to the Soapbox. We kind of sprung this on her. She walked in to see the place, and I said, hey, you're going to be on. So, but you do look good. We should just have the video cameras on you. So.
Thank you.
So tell us about how did you come across this property here? It's a beautiful building. How'd this all start?
We purchased the property about 4 years ago. We embraced it, and it needed a lot of repairs. We worked very hard to restore it and bring it back to its nostalgia. We put antiques throughout the building and straightened all the faults out, all the leaks, and put new roofs.
How long ago did you start that then? That must have taken a while.
Took about 3.5 years to complete it. It was a huge project.
Wow.
It needed all new roofs, and it hadn't been painted in 50 years, and needed a outdoor parking lot.
And have you been involved in construction projects prior to this? Were you experienced in at least telling people what you needed, or how did you get this done?
By a lot of prayer.
That's good. Always good to have faith.
And a lot of hard work. There was three of us, my ex-husband, myself, and my brother, in-law that did it with us. So it was Anthony, myself, and Carl.
Wow. Great strategy. Get the ex involved. You can fire him, right? if he was your current husband, you'd have to put up with him for the night. So that's good. Yeah. So now it's up and ready, and I know you've had some events there. I know your first event was the wedding, right? The
Tina and Tony's wedding.
How'd that go?
It was sold out. It went great. That was a riot. It was a great comedy show. It was $39.99. It was 3 hours of entertainment with 33 actors and dinner.
Wow. So you have a kitchen.
We have three kitchens.
Three kitchens. And you're right now, your event, you're circling around events, right? You're not really open as a regular restaurant.
We do have a restaurant certificate. We have a great deal of background in the food industry. My father was the food and beverage director in Las Vegas, Nevada for 28 years.
Wow.
So there's nothing that the Echo can't cook. And then we had our own steakhouse in Las Vegas. And it's an historical landmark there as well.
Wow.
By Mayor Goodman, just made it an historical landmark. It's called Bob Taylor's. So we used to age our own beef, and we also send 5 people through the Culinary Institute in lieu of my father a year.
Wow.
So.
Excellent.
It's excellent, yeah.
So, again, I'm confused. You're not open as a regular restaurant now.
Well, we aren't can't open as a regular restaurant, but in the event you'd like to have a banquet there,
right?
Any party over 25 will accept.
Wow, and up to how big?
Our building holds 500.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Wow. We're going to have to come over with the video cameras and get you up on the hub so we can get a virtual tour. Would that be okay if we walk through with the cameras sometime?
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be excellent. So, all right, now the wedding, for instance, you sold it out. How many people came to that?
About 120.
Wow. And you served, what was the menu?
It was an Italian dinner. We served a nice salad, ziti, and spaghetti and meatballs and sausage and peppers and onions.
Mm-hmm.
We do put on a nice spread at the Echo. We have wonderful food. We did Stosh and Stella's wedding. We made Polish food, which the Polish people were extremely impressed. They loved our Polish food. Then we just had another event with a murder mystery, and we did another Italian dinner, and we're also we've done some catering. We've put on a breakfast for 100 people. We've also done another banquet as a Mediterranean lunch.
Wow.
So we can go from a lobster souffle all the way to a cheeseburger.
love it. Are there rooms? It looks like it could be a bed and breakfast. I'm looking at a picture of the building. Is there any place that you can?
There's 24 rooms in the Echo. The Echo has three kitchens. It has three bars. We're going to be doing fast track weddings, which will marry you. We'll put your makeup on. We'll give you a dress to wear for the day and send you on a horse and carriage ride for a very low price.
Wow. Excellent.
And we also are going to do regular weddings. So we have it's a specialty house. So you can have showers, stag parties, weddings, and then as well you can come on Thursday night and we're open from 5 to whenever for karaoke. And on Friday we do bands. We change it up weekly. Our weekly calendar is in the Gazette. Our Art Voice, you could look mm-hmm. for us. And we change it up. This week we're doing karaoke on Thursday. We're doing music down in the bar on Friday with the Rocky Horror Show. And we provide props. So props are included. So we encourage you to throw the rice and use the squirt guns.
Wow, what a riot.
Yeah, that's a riot.
Well, what did you do for New Year's? You must have done something, or weren't you open then?
We weren't open. We just have been open now for exactly 1 month. Saturday will be 1 month.
Okay. Wow.
So we're also doing ghost tours. We have our own buses, which we take you to five different locations. We have two paranormal companies that come in. Our paranormal company for the house is called Western Door Paranormal, and they bring all their equipment, and we go and stop at different stops, and that's included with a tour of the Echo for $20.
And you've done those already? Have you contacted anyone or any good vibes from this or what?
Well, we found President McKinley's spirit. He was in the Echo. He was in the Echo the day that he got shot. He was there before he went to the falls.
No kidding. And he told you this, that was a fact somewhere in there, huh?
We have a small movie that was produced by Joby Smith, and he's going to sell it to the Discovery and the History Channel. And he made us a movie for 10 minutes and 44 seconds. And all this was discovered through Joby Smith.
Wow.
And we found up in the fifth floor of the Echo old pictures, and McKinley and his wife were on the steps of the Echo. So we do have the proof.
No kidding. Fifth floor. I'm looking at the building here. There's five floors. Wow.
Three bars, and it's just loaded to the gilt with antiques. It's beautiful.
How neat.
It's neat. It's.
So you contacted McKinley, and what did he have to say? Was there any?
Well, he was very proud of us that the doors are open again.
And he likes your Polish food. Huh?
Yeah.
Wow, that's exciting, definitely. What do you think, or how would you, and a lot of people have talked about, you know, the tourists coming, how are you going to work to grab that tourist business that might not even know you're around? Of course, local people are just finding out about you. Is there any plan that you have to capture some tourist business? Like, what could you do, or what are you planning for the summer?
Great question. We just got involved with Cataract Tours.
Mm-hmm.
And some other tour companies are taking us. What we're going to do in the end of May, we're going to have a bus stop every 30 minutes. So we expect 100 to 200 people an hour to coming through the Echo. We're going to take our old carriage house that was for the horses and buggies. We're turning that into a gift shop. We're going to have the parking lot like a food festival with different hot dogs, fried dough, a farmer's market, fun things to do on the lawn, antiques, 50s diners under the tarp. A lot of activity outside, and if the people would like to stay, we're going to shuttle them back. So we're going to be doing that. And we're going to have a show every 30 minutes upstairs for the tourists on the hour. And they can go downstairs and watch our ghost movie and meet our paranormal company and go on a ghost walk through the Echo.
Excellent, excellent. Wow, this is exciting. I've got to be frank, I didn't know anything about this. This is kind of neat. I thought you were a small catering operation and you were hoping to do well. This is going to be a great center of attraction for the summer, I think, then.
Well, there's nothing like it in the falls, and the place, the building itself, if you take a tour of the building itself, it's amazing. There's so much to see. There's so many antiques in the place and beautiful art on the wall. You need to come to have a cocktail and kick back and play some pool and use our foosball machine and
definitely
and sing and meet myself and my group and all my new locals that are supporting the Echo. Thank you everybody for that, and we thank the public for coming over and looking at it. We hope everybody gets to know us fast.
Excellent.
It's never been open to the public.
Well, thank you very much, Deb. We're looking forward to supporting the Echo this summer and looking forward to what else you have up your sleeve. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you, Craig.